It's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz on the MSC Sports Radio Network. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, BNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lukert Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls.
Let's get it going, Bozzy.
Let's go.
We bet. It's Friday night, and it's 2025, and it's the first time in 2025 we're back with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I'm jazzed, Bozzy. I'm so ready to be back in here. We feel like we've been gone for months. And then winter weather, man, kids trying to go back to school.
They're okay with it, man. They got an extended break. They're loving it.
Man, I sent you a picture today of what I was helping my kids with. We had a great winter Christmas break, a great winter storm. 18 plus inches at my place, and we're outside last week, or early this week, I guess, making snowmen. My son, my oldest, made an igloo, okay?
Okay.
Youngest, I helped him make a tunnel.
Yeah. Okay?
And then, because, you know, I'm old school, I guess. I don't got a blade. I don't got a plow. I just take the truck, and I just mash down the snow on our drive. And I reached out to a young man that we used to coach together in baseball, and he was running around town and clearing drives, clearing walks, and I said, hey, just let me know when you're back towards town. I might have something for you. And that was it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he shows up, and God love him because he just did it and was doing it to be nice. And he went to clear our drive, but an igloo went with it.
That's all right.
And I get a phone call from my kids, and they got home from school. Just tears, man. What did you do to my igloo?
This means they got to make another one.
Exactly.
Yeah. So more
today,
time outside.
So today, late afternoon, before Boz and I got together to do our production meeting, it was a volcano glue.
All right.
You know? And it's pretty slick. I'm pretty happy with it. And so are the boys. But I hope you had a good break, too. Did you guys have any fun? Over Christmas break, I know you had all the kids back.
We had all the kids back. That was the best thing about break. My kids are all gone. They're out of college, moved on, and they were all back home. So,
yeah,
we had a good time. It was a good break.
That's good. That's good. I'm sorry. I got distracted by the old Facebook Live comment section. Gats, I get it, man. You might not like him. He says on the Facebook chat, feel free to interact with us if you want. Looks like Jake didn't get any better taste in teams for Christmas.
Coach Gats is absolutely right.
I actually got more.
No.
I almost brought my new Ravens flat bill.
No.
Almost did, but I didn't. I'm going to bring that next week, Gats, just for you, buddy. And then, hey, shout out Johnny Kane questioning our meeting earlier.
Yeah, like, quote,
come on,
meeting.
Come on now. Shout out to JK. All right. Hey, I know what you guys are wanting. You don't want to hear about Boz and I's break, but we're going to tell you a little bit about it anyway. Our phone line is open for you, the Giant Communications hotline. Did you know Giant Mobile is getting very close for you to have access to? Here in 2025 with the United States' most reliable network, you can utilize Giant Communications for that for a low, low, low price. Go to giantcomm.net and figure out how you can qualify to be Giant Mobile. And our phone line is open for you, 785-547-3461. 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Give us a call. We're going to need some scores, I know for sure. But if you were at a game tonight, I know there was a big-time upset tonight that I'm excited to talk about. Shout out Red Hawk Nation with a sweep. We'll talk more details about that. Boz, give us our scores.
All right. It's kind of a weird night. The weather and school's canceled. Normally, I got two different pages for girls and guys' scores. We're on a short list tonight with all the cancellations, but here's what we got so far. Horton girls, they defeat Oskaloosa 50-33. Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Frankfort 49-38. Troy, they defeat ACCHS 59-41. Troy improves to 6-0.
Look out
on the season.
Trojans.
Lynn, that's right. Lynn, they defeat Axtell 49-39. Donovan West, they get the win. This was a game that I was looking at earlier today. We kind of thought, and this could be a really good matchup. Donovan West, they get the game, get the win against Valley Heights 51-38. Donovan West goes to 6-1.
Yeah.
Their only loss being to Troy right before break.
That we were at.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Hiawatha, they get the win over Rossville 70-62. We're going to talk about that game
details
here in a little bit.
Details on that one, my friend.
That's right. Riley County, they defeat Jefferson West 52-21. Nemaha Central gets the win over Perry LeCompton 58-21. St. Mary's all over Sabetha tonight 50-19. Centralia, they get the win and can continue just
dominate.
Keep moving on. They improved to 7-0 with their win over Washington County 61-34. Those are the girls' scores.
So what do we need? Or do you want to come back to
that? We got all of them.
That's all of them?
That's all the girls' scores.
Because we got school out. That's why.
Yeah, a bunch of cancellations.
Tons of cancellations.
On the boys' side of things, Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Frankfort in overtime, 53-49. Troy, they defeat ACCHS, 81-37.
Oh my goodness!
What do we do? What is an 80?
That's a double double, man. That's an In-N-Out double double. That's a double cheeseburger.
There you go
for the Trojans.
Axtell, they defeat Lynn, 64-42. Really close game here tonight. Hiawatha, they get the win. Hiawatha 1-5 coming into this game against a 4-1 Rossville team.
Yep.
Hiawatha gets the 2-point victory, 57-55.
And the final 7 seconds, a layup. Again, we're going to dive into both of these Hiawatha games tonight, and we want you calling in about it. Go ahead.
Yeah, really good ball game. The last score we've got on the guys' side, St. Mary's. They defeat Sabetha. St. Mary's improves to 6-0. They get the win 65-58 over Sabetha.
That's a close game to me. And that is again, moral losses. I know coaches don't like that, but that is a moral victory for Sabetha. Being with that close to a St. Mary's team that has your dark horse, that is a deep postseason team aspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. So those are the boys' scores. Here's what we need on the guys' side.
Come on with it.
Oskaloosa at Horton. We need that score. Valley Heights at Donovan West. Riley County at Jeff West. Perry LeCompton at Nemaha Central, and Centralia at Washington County.
Okay.
Those are the ones we need.
We'll get the Oski Horton score here momentarily once we join in with 93.7 KAIR here in just a little bit. But this gives us an opportunity, though, Boz, to kind of dive right in. Because we've got some games tonight that, you know, whether it's the 80 points put up by the Trojans, Troy, or the fact that the Redhawks defended the Roundhouse tonight against the Dogs.
Yeah.
A Rossville team on the girls' side that have two kids that can be the state player of the year. Each one of them can potentially get that. And then on the guys' side, a state-ranked Rossville team.
Yeah.
And Hiawatha, man, if there's a way to really come out of the break like your hair's on fire, they did so tonight.
Yeah, that was just it's a big-time win. I mean, any way you look at it, it's a big game with the new Big East and league deals there. Rossville, on the guy side of things, Rossville ranked number 5 in state.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that's playing some really good basketball. They travel to the Roundhouse, and Hiawatha just gets the job done. On the guy's side, that's a big win for them just to get some momentum as we, you know, I talked about the second half of the season. You're starting that grind. It is tough. Going from January through the end of February with virtually no breaks in there. So that is a really good momentum builder. Hiawatha, They were 1-5 coming into this game.
Yeah.
That's just a huge confidence builder for them. So hats off to Hiawatha on the girls' side of things. You talked about Rossville. Rossville, it's a team, a little bit of a enigma here. I wish I knew a little bit more about them. They've got two young ladies on that team that...
Girls here, yeah.
Yeah, on the girls' side of things. Riley Dick and Nora Burdick. Those two girls...
Studs.
They're scoring 90% of the points for their team. Riley Dick averaging 24.8 points per game, and Nora Burdick averaging 18.2 a game. They are putting up some points for that team. Two fantastic players, but they're struggling a little bit. They've lost their last three games. They lost to Silver Lake, Holton, and then they lose to Hiawatha tonight. Started out hot at 3-0. Now they've dropped their last three. So Rossville got to kind of figure out a way to get things back on track. But, man, that is a huge win for Hiawatha.
Big-time wins there at the Roundhouse. We want to hear from you if you were at that game, whatever game you were at. Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now at 785-547-3461. Boz, what's that phone number again? I saw you write it down a minute ago.
I did. I can't remember phone numbers. I write it down every time.
Sure.
785-547-3461.
Call us and give us a Lucrat Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominee as well. We have, you know, not half the amount of teams playing tonight, but I still want to see Boz's list get to two pages. We have plenty of games for these kids to get nominated for the Lucrat Chiropractic and Wellness game ball of the night. So if you had a kid that a game you were at, whether you're a coach, official, fan, call us and let us know who you think should win the Lucrat Chiropractic and Wellness game ball of the night here this evening. It's January. It's 2025, and we've got to get to our first break. We come back. We'll get more scores. Dive into some more of the games from tonight. Welcome back, MSC Radio Network. It's Jake and Boz on a Friday.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit giantcomm.net or call 362-9331.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucrat from Lucrat Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Sing it, Buzz. Come on now.
No.
Okay. All right. We'll just let them do it.
You don't want to hear me sing.
Oh, I do. Welcome back into the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got Ray Penning, MJ, Kirk up here at the Candleland Studios, and Mr. Joseph Curry down at Care Country helping us keep everything going smooth here tonight. And a great night to get everything fired back up. Some teams played last Friday, Boz. Some teams had, I take that back. No team played on Tuesday this week. But then tonight we had half the amount of teams roughly that were not playing here this evening. But there were some teams that did not have school, still played their games here tonight as well. I've got a talking point about that. I want to get your opinion on it towards the end of the show when it comes to that. But yep. A great night here to kick off the 2025 year of the Scoreboard Show. And, man, we got people that are interested in some scores, my friend. What do you have so far tonight?
Okay, let's go with the guys' scores to start out with this time. Horton, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 56-38.
The Dodgers.
That's right. Frankfort, they get the win over Clifton Clyde. Excuse me, flip that around. Clifton Clyde defeats Frankfort, 53-49.
Overtime.
Troy, overtime win. That's right. Troy gets the win over ACCHS, 81-37.
Oh, you can't just say 81 like that.
I'm waiting for you to. You always fill
man,
it in there.
That's a double double, man. That's a double double cheeseburger.
Okay. Axtell, they defeat Lynn 64-42. Donovan West gets the win over Valley Heights 53-49. Hiawatha, big win for them over Rossville 57-55.
Man, the Hawks.
Yeah, I like it. Nemaha Central, they take care of Perry LeCompton tonight 49-24. And St. Mary's defeats Sabetha 65-58.
And do we have any scores that we still need?
Yep, we got a couple. We need Riley County at Jeff West and Centralia at Washington County.
Okay, so just two scores that we need on the guys.
Absolutely.
All right.
On the girls' side, Horton gets the win over Oskaloosa 50-33. Clifton Clyde defeats Frankfort 49-38. Troy gets the win over ACCHS 59-41. Lynn, they're victorious against Axtell, 49-39. Donovan West, they get the win against Valley Heights, 51-38. Hiawatha defeats Rossville, 70-62. Riley County with the win over Jefferson West, 52-21. Nemaha Central, they defeated Perry LeCompton, 58-21. Sabetha, they got the win over Sabetha, 50-19.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Sabetha defeated Sabetha?
Is that what I said?
You did.
Did I really?
Yeah. Who was that?
Sabetha. No, St. Mary's defeated Sabetha.
Okay.
Is that really what I said?
You did. You said Sabetha beat Sabetha. I didn't know if there was a scrimmage tonight or what was going on.
I'm moving through these so fast. I'm trying to get done.
Sorry, buddy.
Let's clarify. St. Mary's gets the win over Sabetha.
I love live radio.
50-19. And the last score on the guy's side, Centralia.
We're on girls' side.
Oh, we're on the girls' side still. Man, you got me all messed up here.
Do we need to go to a break?
No, we don't need to.
Okay, all right.
You just need to be quiet. Centralia, they get the win over Washington County, 84-35.
That's two double cheeseburgers tonight. And then Hiawatha girls, what they score?
81.
Hiawatha girls scored 70. So they got themselves a burger tonight.
70. Yes, because we changed that.
We did. We changed that before the break. Initially, it was 80, and then boom, as soon as we changed it, Boz, that same week, team started putting up 80, and I was getting text messages.
Like, why we changed it?
Why do you change it? We got to the 80 mark.
Ugh.
All right, I promise you, MSC, next time we come back from a break, Boz will not say that teams are scrimmaging each other.
I won't do a Sabetha beats Sabetha score.
All right. We got some recaps to get into, but not before we remind the folks, you can engage in the show on Facebook Live. Give us a comment. Give us somebody that you think should win the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night. Or you can give us a call. Again, I mentioned we got MJ, we got Ray and Kurt still up here in Kansasland, Joseph Curry down there at Care Country. Give us a call at 785-547-3461. Again, 785-547-3461. Nominate somebody to win the game ball or call in and chat with Boz and I a little bit. I know that there's some people out there that always tell me that, man, I almost called. Go ahead and do it. Pick up the phone and dial 785-547-3461 and talk about the game you were at. Hiawatha fans, I want to hear what about the Roundhouse. We're going to hopefully hear from the Hiawatha channel maybe tonight about that because that was on the Hiawatha channel. Would love to get somebody to give us some input on that game. I want to hear a little bit more about Troy. 80 points tonight. How about Centralia hanging 80 up tonight as well? And maybe some of those games that they were just super good, super close. Frankfort, Clifton, Clyde, boys. There were some great matchups tonight. Call in and chat with us about it. 785-547-3461. The phone number, the Giant Communications hotline is open for you. And it's presented by Giant Communications. Giant Mobile coming soon here for you using the I always get confused by saying this. I want to say the world's largest, but the nation's largest network, most reliable network. With Giant Communications, you can get your phone plan linked up for a very low cost. GiantCOMM.net. All right, we're going to go to a recap really quickly here from Frankfort. As you heard it here on 103.9 and 92.1 FM, it was Frankfort hosting Clifton Clyde tonight. By the way, before we get to this recap, Boz, how about Coach Brian Ebert from the Frankfort Wildcats being named National Coach of the Year? Did you see that?
I did not. That's news to me.
Brian Ebert, you can go to mscsports.net. There is an article dedicated just to him for that honor. But I just wanted to give him his flowers, his roses here for a quick sec.
Yeah.
Because a great year, state title last year for the Frankfort Lady Wildcats. And Coach Ebert, not just the state, not just his class,
yeah,
National Coach of the Year. Congratulations to Coach Brian Ebert of Frankfort. Again, mscsports.net to learn more about that. Clifton Clyde at Frankfort, you heard it on Kansasland, and that was Crendon Prophet on the call.
Hello, everybody. This is Crendon Prophet, a part of 92.1 KMZ, where today the Eagles flew down to the Frankfort Wildcats to take them on a big-time TVL showdown where three ranked teams came to fight hard today. Unfortunately, though, for the Frankfort Wildcats, the Clifton Clyde Eagles came to town, and they swept both boys and girls, with the girls taking a victory of 49-38, and the boys for the Eagles winning 54-49 in overtime. Starting off here, talking about the girls' game, it was a big-time game with the Frankfort Wildcat girls having an early lead of 10-5 entering into the second quarter, and at the half having a lead of 27-23. Sebby Wirtz, the incredible all-league player, only had 2 points in the first half but was able to finish the game with 8 total points. Lillian Steinbrock finished with 10 points, and a big-time game from the player of the game, Kaylin Baker, who finished with 13, and she had 7 points alone in the fourth quarter, which helped the Eagles make the comeback as they were down 36-31 entering the fourth and final quarter, but they outscored the Wildcats in the final quarter 18-2 to win 49-38. As for the boys' game, it was a real good one and real tight until the very end. Again, it was an overtime game that went to OT 46-46. Before then, Clifton Clyde Eagles took a lead at half 26-22 before entering the third quarter down by 2, 36-34. And then, of course, Clifton Clyde Eagles scoring 12 points in that quarter. Frankfort scoring 10. They had a chance to possibly end the game on a 3-point shot by Porter Coleman, but he could not hit it to go in. So it went into overtime where the Wildcats were outscored 8-3 to lose 54-49. The player of the game of that game went to Jack Scotchney, who finished with 34 total points, went 10 of 15 from the free throw line, hit 6 total 3-point shots as the Eagles combined for 8 total threes for 24 points from alone. They were hot from the three-point line, but they were able to go inside in that second half, which is what helped them able to stay on the board and finish out the game. For the Clifton Clyde Eagle boys, they improved down to 5-3 on the season. Clifton Clyde Eagle girls improved to 7-1. Wildcat boys drops to 5-3. Wildcat girls drops to 4-4. This has been Printer Crawford with 92.1 KMZA tuning out.
All right. Did you catch that? Credit Profit tuning out.
Yes, tuning
hey,
out.
Hey, tune back in, Credit. You got to drive home yet. Be listening in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, the excitement from the young man is always fun. When that game got close to the end, going to overtime. It's a great time. You can go back and listen to Credit's call on MSCSports.net. You heard this game on 103.9. It was ACCHS traveling to Troy tonight. Brandon Tabin on the call for that one.
Had a Northeast Kansas League doubleheader on Friday night at Troy. Fortunate, allowed to get these games in, the weather being a pain in the behind over the last few days, but glad to bring you a broadcast here this evening on 103.9 KNZA. And we got off to an early start time tonight, and it was two dominant wins for Troy. The girls' game featured two of the leading scorers in the state, starting with Harper Wettstein for Troy, who came into the game averaging 28.8 points per game, which was second in the state behind only Hayden Heim of St. Mary's, who was averaging 29 points per game. And Harper Wettstein adding to that with 33 points, 8 rebounds tonight, as Troy would go on to defeat ACCHS 59-41 in game number one. Troy, number 9 ranked team in 1A Division 1, moving to 6-0. ACCHS, again, they are a solid squad, and they have the number 7 score in the state, and Kinsey Bowerly averaging just south of 26 a game. She went off for 23 points and 10 rebounds in the loss. Tigers are 4-4, 3-2 in league play, but again, they are now without one of their best players in 6'4 junior Madison Martin, who is out for the rest of the season with a knee injury. That certainly hurts the Tigers moving forward, but still, arguably the two best players in the Northeast Kansas League on the floor tonight, and it was Wettstein and Troy in game one with the victory. In the nightcap, it was a lot worse, and meaning that final was heavily separated as the Troy boys, again, they got out to a 29-9 first quarter lead, built it to 54-17 at the half. They'd go on to defeat the Tigers 81-37. They had 12 players score in the game, led by Hunter Ingeman with 16 points, also Caston Jasper and Sawyer Ashburn in double figures for the Trojans, who are now 5-1 overall, 3-1 in league play. Tigers, it has been a tough go for them. On the boys' side, they have lost 30 consecutive games. They have not won a game since the end of the 22-23 season. Tigers had 18 points from Caden Burns tonight, also 11 from a freshman in Henry Urban. Tigers, at times early, look like they'd be okay, but Trojans said no go tonight in that second game, 81-37. Again, the final score in the boys' game. So Troy sweeps it. Both their teams are off to great starts. Up next for both, Troy on Tuesday, they'll be at McLouth. ACCHS, they are back at home hosting Riverside. A Troy sweep tonight here on KNZA. I'm Braden Tammer reporting for the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, B-Tad, thank you very much for that. The Trojans, a sweep at home, and that was one of the games where I mentioned to you, Vaz, that a team did not have school, but they still were able to make it to their game, and that was ACCHS here tonight. Again, I want to get your opinion on that here in just a little bit. We're going to get one more recap here. Sabetha traveled to St. Mary's, another school that did not have school today in St. Mary's, but they played the game tonight against the Blue Jays. Logan Bitterman had the call on the Sabetha channel.
The first game for the Blue Jays out of the winter break would be a road trip to the St. Mary's, Kansas, as they would play the Bears of St. Mary's, their first matchup and only matchup this year in the new Big East League matchup. We would kick things off with the girls' game, as the Sabetha Lady Jays, after the first quarter, would be up 1 point. That would be the only lead they would have the rest of the night, as they were down 22-10 at half, and at the end of the final buzzer, it was 50-19. St. Mary's gets the win. The Lady Bears in the win were led in scoring by senior Isabel Herla, who had 25 points on the night. Hayden Heim, the all-star for the Lady Bears, had 20 points in the win. Both girls combined for 45 of the 50 team points here tonight. The Lady Bears, as a team, had 11 turnovers, hit 7 3-pointers, and went 5 of 8 at the free throw line. This is about the Lady Jays, once again, get another loss on the schedule, still looking for their first win. They were led in scoring by senior Carson Meyer, who had 6 points in the loss. Chloe Detweiler had 4, and Audrey Herman had 3 points as well. The Lady Jays did not make a single 3-pointer, went 3 of 7 at the free throw line, but the big bugaboo, if you will, 29 turnovers as a team in the loss here tonight. In the second game, the Sabetha boys would look to try to make it a split tonight. St. Mary's, on the other hand, they had other plans. After getting up 21-9, the Bears would let Sabetha crawl back into it, but at the end of the final buzzer, the St. Mary's Bears hold on and make it a clean sweep with a 65-58 boys win here tonight. St. Mary's in the win was led in scoring by Brady Herla, the senior. He had 22 points in the win. Ben DeVader had 17 points, and Alex Gallegos had 10 points as well for the Bears. The Bears, as a team, had 15 turnovers, went 4 of 8 at the free throw line, and hit 11 3-pointers as a team in the boys' game here tonight. Sabetha on the losing effort. They were led in scoring by senior Kyler Winger. He had 18 points, went 4 of 5 at the free throw line. LT Thomas, the other senior, he had 15 points, went 4 of 4 at the free throw line as well. And Brody Dieters, another senior for the Blue Jays, had 7 points in the loss. Sabetha as a team had 9 turnovers in the loss here. The senior hit 3 3-pointers and went 9 of 15 at the free throw line here tonight as a team. So both Sabetha girls and boys lose on the road here as it's a clean sweep for the Bears of St. Mary's. Both teams will be in action next Tuesday night as the Bears of St. Mary's will host Terry LeCompton and the Blue Jays of Sabetha will host Holton on the Sabetha channel and on 103.9 next Tuesday in Sabetha. But for the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap, as we've got one more recap to get to from some of our area coverage here this evening, as we've been asking for it, and folks, we're going to get it for you. The Hiawatha Channel hosted tonight, Hiawatha hosting Rossville, and a sweep by the Redhawks, and we're going to do a live recap here with play-by-play Paige Mueller of the Hiawatha Channel. Page, start off with the girls for me if you can, but tell me what happened in that game. I know what your text messages, you were extremely excited. It sounded like it was a really good game.
It was. Hiawatha ended up winning the game 70-62, and they kept the lead throughout each quarter of the game, led by head coach Stacy Jasper. They started out firing, leading the first quarter up only by 2, 19-17. With multiple players off the bat scoring in high numbers, Kylie Nelson ended up finishing the game with 22 points. She in the first half, she had 12. And Aaliyah Contreras also had 12 in the first half, and she finished with 18. Those are the two highest scorers for the Redhawks. They continue to score with assists as well, as they both had a double-double. And Addison Williams ended up with 9, but she had 10 assists as well on my sheet. For Rossville, they were led by their dynamic duo with Riley Dick scoring 25. Most of her points came in the second half, as she only had 7 in the first. And Nora Burdick, she had 31 points on the night. She finished with 15 in the first half and ended up with 31. So it was very impressive throughout the whole game watching those two work. It was a Nora Burdick show for most of it, but she actually fouled out with 2 minutes left in the fourth. And so Riley really had to step up for the Bulldogs.
So you're saying that, I mean, again, just the ability to sustain. Did Rossville go on a run to get that game really, really tight down the stretch?
It was more or less Hiawatha had the lead basically the entire time. Rossville only gathered the lead once. They were up by 1 with a Nora Burdick basket, and then Hiawatha was able to regain the lead. I believe Kylie Nelson went to the free throw line and hit some 3. So it got close.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically Riley and Nora. They just went back and forth on a little bit of run. I believe they went on an 8-0 streak in
okay.
the fourth. And then Hiawatha was able to just finish it out.
And you can go back, folks, and watch that contest on the Hiawatha channel. Just go to mscsports.net, click Listen Live, and select the Hiawatha channel page on the call for that game. Now take us into the nightcap, because it sounded like that game was just as exciting in the roundhouse tonight with the boys.
It was very exciting, with Hiawatha pulling off an upset in both the games, but even bigger in the boys, but they won 57-55, And this is one of those games. Hiawatha has had every game in a single digits besides one. And so Matt Morton and I were up in the box kind of holding our breath. We knew this was going to be close from the get. We ended up with – we were up at half, 32 to 22. So we were up by 10. In the third quarter, however, Rossville went on a very large scoring spree, and they were led off their bench by number 24, Andre Johnson, a junior. He came off the bench and scored six. And Karen Madura, he also had a big game. He had, I believe, nine in the first half, and he ended up with 11. And also off the bench, Will Cook, he had 8 points all in the second half. So Johnson and Cook off the bench went on a big spree in the third to kind of get Rossville the lead. We ended up being still ahead, 48-42 at the end of the third. But for Rossville, it was a Jack Donovan show most of the game. I know throughout, he ended with 18, and he tied the game up with about 15 seconds left with a deep three that he basically shot it as soon as it touched his hands. And to win the game, Michael Jensen took the ball court down, the whole court, and went on the right-hand layup and was able to finish it with about 7 seconds left. And they tried to get back down to Cameron Miller for the Bulldogs, and they just weren't able to finish, and Hiawatha was able to get the victory.
I mean, it just sounds like it was an exciting night in the Roundhouse and with two big victories. And I mentioned it already once, I'll mention it again, that you can rewatch these games on the Hiawatha channel here on MSCSports.net. Click Listen Live and select the Hiawatha channel. Well, Paige, great job as always. Thanks for giving us a rundown of the game tonight. Do you have any game ball nominations you want for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night?
I was going to give it to Cameron Boswell. That's my nomination. He had 18.
And once again, Boz, relation down the line, and you taught him everything he knows.
Absolutely, I did.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right, Paige, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
All right, thank you. You too.
All right, that was Paige Mueller from the Hiawatha Channel giving us that live recap, Bozzy. And she did a great job.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, Paige, she's still a high school student, I think. And just a great job by her tonight, giving us that rundown of big time wins tonight for the Red Hawks against Rossville. But can we talk briefly about Rossville and with the two girls once again? I mean, they're scoring 90% of the points, and Hiawatha, you know, they give up, what, 61, 62 points tonight?
On the girls' side.
On the girls' side.
Yeah, 62.
62.
Yeah.
And 56 was between those two?
Yes, correct.
I mean, that's insanity to me. And Hiawatha, man, I mean, just big props. Paige gave some roses there to Stacy Jasper, head coach for the Red Hawks. And, man, just a big-time win for Hiawatha out of the break.
Sometimes it's really hard when a team has one big score. You game plan defensively how to shut down that one person. Rossville's got two. I mean, they got two girls that can flat fill the hoop up, and it's hard
to box in one, two kids.
It is. A little triangle and two is what you might throw at them. But, you know, I wish I knew. We haven't seen Rossville play this year on the girls' side. I'd really like to watch them to see. My guess is maybe they're not real deep. They don't have a lot of scoring production off the bench. If you have two girls that are producing the majority of your points. So I'd be really interested to see, because when you have two girls scoring, averaging 50-some points a game, you would think that'd be a really tough combination. Rossville's record would be a little better than it is, but I'd like to see him play just to see kind of what that makeup is of the team.
Rossville going from the Mideast to the Big East, and they're finding out these Big East teams are for real here in 2024 and 2025. We got to step aside for another break here real quick. When we come back, we'll get you another breakdown of the scores. We'll give you an update on our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee list that we've got so far. We've got a lot more to get to, as well as, can you believe, it's our first show, but we're already talking mid-season tournament time?
That's right.
Come back with us here on the MSC Radio Network. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on a Friday.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely. They'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our switch kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy to use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rolling into 2025 on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz.
Hey.
And we've got Ray still with us, as well as Kurt, and still got Joseph Curry down at Care Country. And MJ has taken off, so thanks, MJ, once again, and safe travels back home. What a great night for basketball. We've heard recaps from all of our area games of the week here tonight. Next week, it's going to get fiery right back up again. But, Boz, I mentioned it before we went to the break. Mid-season tournament time is right around the corner. And we always talk about how after Christmas break, you know, you kind of get your feet underneath you. But it's a quick turnaround to get into the mid-season tournament time. That's when you really kind of see where your team's sitting at.
Yeah, it's a good measuring stick, your mid-season tournament. Kind of get a feel for where your team's at if you don't already know. I mean, you probably have a good idea leading into that. But
sure.
You know, here's the thing that's crazy. I talk about the grind and how difficult it is. You're just back after the break, start of 2025. You got games a week or so, and then you have your midseason tournament.
Yeah.
Now you throw in the weather. You got makeups. You got cancellations. I remember when I was coaching, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, we had multiple canceled games. We ended up having games on a Thursday, a Friday, and a Monday.
Mm.
And that's a horrible stretch.
Did you practice in between?
No. I mean, there's no opportunity. Thursday, yeah. Friday, no practice on the weekend. Got to give them some rest. Play again on Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, we could run into some of that with the weather and the cancellations. You got makeup games in the middle of all that.
Yep.
So it's a really tough stretch here
from this point, and really you get to the midseason tournament right after that, all the way through the end of the season?
I know we got some teams that have already announced their makeup dates. Some of them are going on a Thursday, so they'll play Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yeah.
Some have made it up on a Monday, so they'll go Friday, Monday, Tuesday. But that's just what you got to do this time of the year. Speaking of teams, we got all the scores for tonight, I think. So, Buzz, give them to us.
Here we go. On the girls' side, Horton, they defeat Oskaloosa 50-33.
The Fighting Gary Sorensens. I haven't said it all night.
What are you waiting for?
I don't know, but the Fighting G's, big time win.
That's right. They improved to 4-3 on the season. Clifton Clyde, they get the win over Frankfort 49-38. Troy defeated ACCHS 59-41. Lynn, they get the win over Axtell 49-39. Donovan West, they defeat Valley Heights 51-38. Hiawatha gets the win over Rossville 70-62. Riley County victorious.
That's a big 70 burger. Sorry.
You got it. Riley County, they get the win over Jeff West 52-21. Nemaha Central, they defeated Perry LeCompton 58-21. St. Mary's gets the win over Sabetha.
There you go.
50-19.
That wasn't a scrimmage.
It was not a Sabetha scrimmage. St. Mary's defeated Sabetha 50-19. Centralia, they get the win over Washington County 61-35. On the boys' side of things, Horton, they get the win over Oskaloosa 56-38. Clifton Clyde, they defeated Frankfort 53-49. Troy drops a, what'd you call it?
Buddy, that's a double burger.
81 points tonight for Troy. They defeat ACCHS 81-37. Axtell gets the win over Lynn 64-42. Donovan West, they defeated Valley Heights 53-49. Hiawatha gets a close win. 2-point victory over Rossville 57-55 on a game-winning layup from Michael Jensen. Big time win for Hiawatha. Riley County, they defeat Jefferson West 63-59. Nemaha Central, they get the win over Perry LeCompton 49-24. St. Mary's, they defeated Sabetha 65-58. And Centralia gets the win over Washington County 84-35.
All right. And that's all our scores tonight?
That's all the scores.
Gosh.
Short list tonight.
I just still can't get over the fact that it's just such a small list tonight that we've got to just got to keep ourselves on our toes. I mean, when I'm saying we, I mean me, because I'm used to you giving me like 2-minute break to get other things pulled up and ready to go. I ain't got no time for that, buddy. So what a good night. Big time games happened. You mentioned the Donovan West boys, did you not? Getting a win tonight.
Yes, absolutely.
53-49. Just got a player of the game nomination for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the Night.
All right.
Coulter Peterson had 17 points and the game clinching 3 with 5 seconds left to go in the game.
Nice.
That's my dark horse pick right there. The Mustangs with a big time win tonight over the Mustangs.
Like it.
And then as we check briefly here, just Boz and I's dark horse picks of the year. Donovan West girls got a big win.
They did. Big win for them.
St. Mary's boys got a big win tonight.
Yep.
Horton Charger girls got a win, and so Boz, our dark horse picks went 4-0 tonight.
Let's go!
And again, this is no shade to the teams they played. This is just Boz and I's dark horse picks that we thought at the beginning of the year they could improve by 150% of their winning percentage from last year, or make a deep postseason run. And right now, Boz's guy's dark horse pick is doing just that. So is his girls as well. And the Fighting G's.
Oh, yeah.
We saw them, or I saw them in person last Friday. And it was an amazing moment. For those of you that don't know Gary Sorensen, which I don't know many people that don't.
Yeah. He's pretty well known around the area.
He's a well-known individual. He's coached multiple schools, an amazing teacher, leader, just a great man. Dusted off the old coach's hat and put his retirement hat onto the side.
Yep.
And took over this Horton team a couple years ago. And I got to witness him, and I found myself watching him coach more than I watched the game.
Yeah.
And watching him and the excitement that he had and the way he was engaged with his team and the way that he was just coaching, those are the feel-good moments, I think.
Yo, 100% they
are. When you see a man that has given so much of his life to the game, to kids, and then the minute that that game got over, and they, well, I guess it wasn't a minute, but you know, probably 15 minutes after the game was over, he came up, sat in the stands behind the Horton boys' bench. And I went over and shook his hand, and he's a good family friend, and his wife was actually my teacher when I was young.
Okay.
And always loved to see Mrs. Sorensen. And I said, gee, you look like you were having a lot of fun tonight. And he said, man, I tell you, I felt a lot younger tonight. And you could see it.
Oh, yeah.
And the excitement level from him was impressive, and I loved seeing that. And that's what I like to see, because he then follows up with, I have great kids.
Absolutely.
I've got great kids. And when you've got a coach that cares more about the kids than he does wins, losses, and stuff like that, it just makes you even bigger fan of him.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think there's a couple really cool things with that. And I can kind of speak to this a little bit from my coaching background and my coaching experience. There's nothing better to see than, even on the parent side of things, when my kids were going through, when you have a coach that is absolutely invested in the kids, the success of the kids. And that doesn't always translate to wins and losses. They want their kids to be successful. They want them to have success. And that doesn't mean you win every game. That means you improve. You see their confidence build. You're teaching them things, and you see them do those things and the excitement that they get from that. And Coach Sorensen is absolutely invested in the success of those kids and just seeing the joy that they have when they're doing well. And that's the coolest thing. The other thing with Coach Sorensen, he's done this for a long, long time.
Yeah.
A long, long time.
It's a nice way of saying it.
He's got, I don't even know if you could, you threw out his name. I bet he's coached 70% of the kids around. They're not kids anymore, but
right,
I mean,
right.
He has done this for so long and invested the time and effort into those kids. And I bet they're in any of them that would say, man, my favorite coach is Coach Sorensen.
Yeah.
Because he cares so much.
Yeah.
Cares about the kids, and that means everything.
And what was awesome was we were at that game, and they were actually recognizing teams from 75 and 85 at Jackson Heights. And Coach Sorensen was an assistant coach for those for one of those teams.
Yeah.
And that's where I think it hit a lot of people that, man, Coach G's still going.
Yeah.
He's still doing it. And Dan Shoup did a great job that night. And I know I'm kind of going down a rabbit hole real quick, but hey, it's our show. We can do that. And he emceed the whole deal. He did a great job with it. And just to know that, you know, Dan Shoup, who has been a coach for a long time, a great teacher, a great community member, he was coached by Coach G.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's got a couple of decades himself, does Mr. Shoup, of coaching experience.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you've got somebody that's got that much invested in people, kids turn into adults, and then those adults look back on, like you just said, the investment that you took in me 25, 35, 40 years ago meant that much to me.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. And I think that we've got that all across our listening area.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I'll give you a little story from back when I was coaching. You're busy. I mean, you start your season in November through, you know, early March if you're going to state, and it's a long season, and it wears you down. And I remember my mom asking me, like, why are you doing this? Mm-hmm. You're just worn out all the time. You're tired, late night scouting reports, things like that. And I got a text from one of my former players at the end of the season saying, hey, I appreciate the time you invested in me, the confidence that you gave me, you helped me through some tough times.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. That's absolutely what it's about. And you're right. We have so many coaches around our area and they just give anything for their kids.
Yeah. 1,000%. And that's where you see the difference of successful programs is it's not always the wins and losses. It's the impact that these coaches make on these kids' lives.
Absolutely.
And when you get those text messages, when you get those letters, those invitations to weddings, whatever it is, hey, by the way, I mean, they still call you coach 35, 45, 50 years down the line.
Yeah, very cool.
I mean, it's definitely a great thing. We got to get to another break, but I promise you, Boz, you did some amazing work, my friend. We're going to dive into individual players in our area that are expected amazing state recognition. You do not want to miss that. We'll be back here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Next segment's coming up. Hang out with us. Pump up the jams, folks. It's 10:24 on a Friday. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
Meet Jason Rodenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Rodenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us. But before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Call in today and sign up so you're ready to go when next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
What are they playing, Boz?
They're playing some basketball.
All around the world. Y'all know. This is
so. Gotta have some fun, a little bow wow, Boz.
All right.
We're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network. I'm Jake, that's Boz, and we've got Ray Penning still in house. He's trying to get out of here, I think.
Probably so.
And we've also got Joseph Curry down there at Care Country. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's 1029 on 103.9 KNZA, 92.1 KMZA, and also 93.7 FM KAIR. Atchison. Well, we had an amazing evening of some basketball, my friend. We got a good list of Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Let's give the folks the list that we have so far.
We're close to needing a second page.
Let's go!
With only like 10 or 11 games tonight.
That's right.
It's fantastic. On the girls' side, let's start there. Harper Wettstein, no stranger to this list.
She's
from Troy. She had 33 points and 8 rebounds tonight. One of the leading scorers in the state. Fantastic game.
All classes.
Yes. Just incredible season she's having. Kaylin Baker from Clifton Clyde. She had 13 points tonight. From Rossville, we got two. We talked about them already.
Yep.
Nora Burdick and Riley Dick. Nora Burdick had 31 tonight, and Riley Dick had 25 points for Rossville. From ACCHS, Kinsey Bowerly. We've talked about her a little bit, having a good season. She had 23 points tonight and 10 boards. A little double-double tonight.
Come on now.
For Kinsey Bowerly. Kylie Nelson from Hiawatha. She had 22 points tonight in their big win over Rossville. And Aaliyah Contreras from Hiawatha. She also had a good night. 18 points for her. On the boys' side of things, Jack Skochny had, from Clifton Clyde, 34 points tonight. 6 three-pointers. Big-time performance tonight from that young man. Eli Brockstrom from Axtell, 25 points tonight. Cameron Boswell, he had from Hiawatha, he had 18 points in their huge win tonight over state-ranked Rossville. Also from Hiawatha, Lane Kessler, he contributed 13 points as well. Coulter Peterson tonight, big game for him. He had 17 points. He had the game-clinching three-pointer with 5 seconds left
in the game.
And the last one we got on the guy's side of things, Quentin Aldifer from Centralia, 26 points tonight. Now, that's a fantastic night
for
any way you slice it. He did that in about 2.5 quarters.
Ooh.
Young man came out of the game with 3 minutes left in the third quarter. He had 26 points. Washington County, as a team, they had 26 points when he came out.
Big night from Q.
Huge game tonight from Quentin Aldifer. That's what we've got for your game ball nominees tonight.
All right, if you did not hear somebody you want on that list, you've got to give us a call or put it in the chat on Facebook. Phone number is 785-547-3461. Boz Awards, a game ball of the night to each a girl and a guy from the evening. So if you got somebody that you think deserves to be on that list, you need to let us know. We'll be giving that away in our next segment here tonight. Again, 785-547-3461, Giant Communications Hotline, open for you. Online at giantcomm.net. The turn of the calendar means it's almost time for Giant Mobile, and it's the world's, not the world's, I need to write
again
this down,
yeah,
the nation's most reliable network. A low, low price for you with your phone plan. Giant Communications Online at giantcomm.net, and learn how you can be a part of Giant Mobile coming soon. All right, Bozzy, we've got an amazing list of some individual kids that are really having some standout years so far. And I want to give a precursor for this. This is a list compiled throughout our production meeting that is one that we just access that we can get as scouring everything that we can scour through. If you're, maybe you're a coach, maybe you're a fan, maybe you're an official, I don't know who you are. But if you've got access and you want somebody on this list to get highlighted like we're about to do, we're going to do this every single week and really highlight some of these kids that are having standout seasons so far. So even if we go through this list and there's somebody you're thinking, man, why are they not on there? You got to give us some information. Feel free to email that to us at knza@rainbowtel.net. Again, knza@rainbowtel.net, and in the subject line just put for Jake and Boz, and you know, all statistics that you can give us. If you want these kids on a list, by all means, please do so, and we'd love to include them, because this is a list we're going to highlight every single week, Boz, of these kids that are just straight balling right now.
Yeah, and it is tough because it, you know, some coaches don't necessarily publicize stats,
and that's fine,
perfectly fine. So when we're digging through this stuff, these are things that we can find of girls and guys having just really good seasons. So kind of go through, start on the girls' side. And
sounds
and
good.
These are just, they're not in order from highest to lowest. These are just ones we could find. We just talked about her, Harper Wettstein.
My goodness.
I mean, it's just having a fantastic season, averaging 29 points a game.
That's
also
going up.
Adding, yeah, she had a big game tonight with 33. So
yeah,
she's also averaging 6 steals per game. Her team having a fantastic start off to 5-0, 6-0 now.
Yeah.
Start after their win tonight.
And that's a kid that, again, and we do our darndest to make sure we go to as many games as we can. You know, sometimes it just doesn't work out. Tonight was one of those nights. But so we can see these kids in person. And she is as advertised.
Oh.
When we went up and watched her when they took on in a great Donovan County rivalry game.
And that's, you know, talk about the team real quick. You got a girl that is obviously scoring a ton of points. I'm a huge fan of this team.
Yes.
The supporting cast, the other girls that probably don't get publicized as much.
Sure.
But, man, they all do such a nice job. There's a whole bunch of girls on that team. A
couple Grable girls. You got Emerson Weber.
I mean,
there's a good supporting cast there with Troy.
That's why this team is going to go a long ways this season.
All right, Kaylin Haney of Silver Lake, averaging 19 points a game, 6 assists per game for Coach Kyle Porter, and the Lady Eagles ranked 5th. And the latest KBCA ranking, Silver Lake was supposed to play at Holton tonight, which is, you know, I'd like to see that second matchup between these two, because Holton playing really good ball, Silver Lake playing good ball. But Kaylin Haney is just an absolute stud. She was a big part of their state title team a year ago, and she really has not let her foot off the gas pedal.
Yeah. Owen Dieter is another one we've talked a lot about from Centralia. She's averaging 18 points per game, 6 assists, 4 steals. Centralia off to a fantastic start. And the thing that I really like about this, Owen Dieters is a player that, as a point guard, I mean, she handles the ball, but she's still able to score quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, she doesn't, it's not like all the pressure's on her to score all the time.
Right.
Talk about supporting cast. She's got a really good team surrounding her, girls that are contributing. She's got shooters, post players we've talked about, Tava Gibbs, Haverkamp inside.
Yep.
This team, again, really, really good basketball team.
Ava Smith from Valley Heights, averaging 18 points and 4 boards a game. Valley Heights drops the game tonight to Donovan West, but they're 3-3. But their losses, tight one to Nemaha, Centralia, respectable, 11 points. And then tonight against Donovan West, but Ava Smith off of a team that went deep into the state tournament. You and I covered Valley Heights last year, and Ava Smith is that type of kid that we got to see for a multitude of games last year, calling her games, just that dog, man.
High energy.
Yes, and will do just about anything for Coach Jordan Brockstrom on that floor, and just a really good team player as well, and just, gives 110% effort in absolutely scoring the ball this year.
Yeah, for sure. From Hanover, Anna Juneman, she's averaging 16.5 points a game, 5.5 steals per game. Their team off to a really good start as well. 5-0 on the season tonight, or on the season so far.
Yeah, didn't have a game tonight against Onega. That game was postponed to a different date, but also went over 1,000 points in her career this year as well. Juneman definitely can hoop. Riley Dick, we've talked about her already a couple times tonight from Rossville, averaging just shy of 25 points a game, 3 assists, and just a stud for the Dogs.
Yeah, and her teammate, the dynamic duo, Nora Burdick from Rossville, averaging a double-double.
Mm.
I mean, that is tough to do. 18.2 points per game, 12.2 rebounds per game. She also, in the middle of all that, has time to chip in 4.4 assists and get 3.8 steals per game. She's doing it all.
But they got to find some help on that team aside from just those two. Again, they scored 56 of the team's 61 tonight.
Yeah, something like that.
And a big-time win for Hiawatha tonight against Rossville. How about Sevi Wirtz from Clifton Clyde? She averages 26 a game, career high 42 points earlier this season against Chase County. But Sevi Wirtz, her mom's the coach over there at Clifton Clyde, and just she's just straight hooping right now.
Yeah, she can flat ball out. Kinsey Bowerly, she's one of our game ball nominees tonight. We've talked about her several times, having a fantastic season, averaging 25.8 points per game, 7.7 rebounds, also adds in 3.5 steals per game. she's just really getting after it this season.
Another kid that comes off of a team from last year where she was so important to that team. And this ACCHS team, I'm telling you, you do not want to see them in late February, early March. It's a team that you see Bowerly start getting hot. I mean, ooh, look out. She can shoot the lights out of the gym. And then finally on the girls' side, Hayden Heim, just an absolute beast down low for St. Mary's, averaging a double-double Boz with 29 points and 13 boards per game. The 6'2".
After it.
Just an absolute animal down low. She's a bear down low, Bozzy, to handle on the low block for St. Mary's.
Moving over to the boys' side of things, and here's one again. I want to throw this out there. If you got somebody we don't talk about,
come on,
it's average a bunch. Give us some stats. Give us some numbers. We'd love to talk about the kids on this show. And here's one that's really interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Valley Falls. They were my dark horse pick last year on the guys' side.
Correct.
Coach Gatz does awesome job with them. He's got some dudes this year. I think this team is really, they've got all the pieces they need to really make a deep run this season in the state tournament. Damian Cervantes, 17.8 points per game, 4.6 rebounds. This kid's a sophomore. He's one that I really liked watching him last year. Trenton Van Houten, Valley Falls, 16.4 points per game, 6.8 rebounds. Colin Kearney, 14.2 points per game, 9.6 rebounds. And Hayden Kearney from Valley Falls as well, 10.2 points per game, 4.4 assists per game. They're off to an unbelievable start this season. They dropped one earlier before the break to Royal Valley, but their offense is averaging 71 points, almost 72 per game.
Mm.
And here's the thing that I like about it that's going to take them a long ways. Their defense is solid. They're only allowing 42 points per game.
30-point difference in ball games right now.
That's
for the Dragons.
You're going to win a lot of games when you're playing defense like that.
You got four guys averaging double figures.
Watch out.
Who you
watch
guarding?
Out.
Who you guarding?
Who you going to stop?
And then our only other guy on this list, and again, we've already reiterated it twice. I'll do it a third time. We need more on this list, on the guys' side especially. So if you're, again, if you're a coach, official, fan, AD, I don't care, send us some stats. You can send it to knza@rainbowtel.net and just send in a player that stands out for your team. Give us some stats and just put in the subject line for Jake and Boz. That way we can ensure they get on the list because we want to talk about them. We're still going to sift through every single week, but we also understand and respect coaches that don't put statistics out there for everybody. But Jack Donovan of Rossville, averaging 25 a game, nearly three steals, nearly two assists a game, dropped 35 in a game against Bishop Ward before the break. Rossville, though, drops the game tonight.
They did.
To the Redhawks of Hiawatha. They're now 4-2 on the season. All right, KBCA rankings, Bozzy. We'll get into those in just a second. But if you got somebody that you want to talk specifically about, like what we just did, you can give us a call right now and be a part of the show and give some love to one of those kids that you want to give a little bit of extra love to. Just give us a call on the Giant Communications hotline at 785-547-3461. Again, that's 785-547-3461. Give some love, and we'll be right back. We got one more break to get to, and then we'll put a bow on this one. It's the first show of 2025. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show rolls on next here on the MSC Radio Network. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Friday.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit MCON.com.
BMPOnUnderground.com.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetene Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. Pain is never normal, and if you are in pain, that is your body's way of telling you that something is not right. We have a 95% satisfaction rate treating neck pain, back pain, and headaches. The main reason we get the great results that we do is we emphasize teamwork between doctor and patient and place an emphasis on correcting the problems rather than managing them. Remember, pain is not normal, and if you are experiencing any of these conditions, our team at Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness is very successful treating them. Call us today at 284-0088.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hey you, did you hear that Giant Mobile from Giant Communications is launching soon?
Wait, will Giant Mobile have the newest and best smartphones?
Absolutely, they'll also be a part of America's most reliable network.
Will Giant Mobile have the same local support and customized plans we've become used to with Giant Communications?
There's no doubt about it, because Giant Mobile delivers the perfect combination of cutting-edge technology and personal service. Don't miss out on the excitement. Find the phone and service that match your lifestyle.
All I have to do is visit GiantCOMM.net or call 362-9331.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, thank you, Dorsey, as always, here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. And one final time, I'm Jake, and that's Boz. Boz, tell him.
Hey, everybody.
And we've got the final segment here, and we're going to kick it, go straight into kind of continuing what we were talking about a moment ago, Bozzy, and that was... We talked about some kids that were standouts in, again, and when you look at these kids that we're bringing up, these kids have opportunities, really, to be all-state selections with
yeah.
the paths that they are on right now. If there is somebody we did not talk about, we need your help as the listener to get us information. I mean, Boz and I were just talking about it off air. We listed off probably 12 schools,
yeah,
11 schools of like, man. There's got to be somebody here. We know, and we were even naming off players a little bit, like, man, why are we not getting some love for these kids? So we're not going to call them out by any stretch, but if you've got somebody that's standing out, maybe having a career year, they had a really big game or something, give us that information. We'd love to give them some extra love, aside from the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball of the night. So the KBCA rankings, Boz, that were released earlier this week. And kick us off on the guys' side here tonight, my friend.
On the boys' side in Class 4A, Atchison.
The Phoenix!
There it is. We hadn't said their name for a while. They didn't play tonight. They are number 6 mm-hmm. in Class 4A, having a really good season. In Class 2A...
Dude, before we move on, just real quickly here about Atchison.
We got...
You know their game tonight that was scheduled? It was going to be on 93.7 FM. It will be rescheduled. Do you remember the same thing happened last year? Highland Park, Atchison.
Yeah.
Game was postponed due to weather, and they had to push it back. And I don't know why, but it was to January 30th. I remember that for some reason last year. And it was the same exact situation. It was a game right after break and had to get postponed due to weather. And those were amazing games.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for the Phoenix and the run that they're on right now. And that is a massive ball game for them coming up.
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so Rossville.
Yes, Rossville. Class 2A, previously ranked number 5. They fall tonight to Hiawatha. Again, Hiawatha team, That's a feather in the cap. That's a big time win.
Oh, massive.
Confidence booster. You knock off the number 5 team in the state.
Yes.
Big win. Rossville probably going to fall in the rankings a little bit after that one. In Class 1A Division 1, Frankfort, mm-hmm. boys ranked number 9. Right behind them, Clifton Clyde, number 10.
And Clifton Clyde beat Frankfort tonight.
No, I mean, things are going to start flip-flopping a little bit as we get a little farther into the season. Class 1A Division 2, Axtell. Number.
I don't have the screech pulled up, but that was my effort.
I don't know. What was that?
It was like a door opening is what
it
was.
It sounded like a creaking door.
He's a WD-40.
Hey, the Eagles, number 2.
Flying high, man.
In the state, and on their heels a little bit, number 7, Hanover.
Mm-hmm.
So we got quite a few teams in our area ranked in state having really good seasons.
And Axtell tonight took a 2-0 with a big-time win this evening by a count of 64-42.
Yep.
And, you know, you mentioned Hanover for Axtell. Keep in mind, Twin Valley League Tournament is just over a week away. A week from tomorrow begins the Twin Valley League Tournament. We're going to talk more details about that here in just a second. But then they've got Hanover scheduled right now on February the 7th, which could be a big-time game in the Twin Valley League on the guys' side.
Yeah, that would be an epic battle.
On the girls' side, 3A Silver Lake coming in at number 5, the defending 3A state champs. Bozzy making their stretch into the Big East League this year. Head coach Kyle Porter's got his Eagles flying high right now. They are ranked number 5 in the KBCA rankings this week. Again, no game tonight because it was postponed due to weather, and both schools did not have school here today. 1A Division 1, no surprise here. Centralia ranked number 2. My goodness, just they've got everything going in the right direction right now. A great team in Class 2A, or Class 1A Division 1, ranked number 2. I don't understand how they're not number 1. I think that, to me, it's a little disrespectful, if I'm being honest. They obviously, KBCA, the Coach Association, maybe they haven't seen as much as Centralia.
Well, here's the thing on that. I know the number 1 team is Little River.
I know, right? And I know you know Little River, and I know you know the tradition.
I know Little River a little bit. They have got a stacked team. They're coming off of back-to-back, I think maybe back-to-back-to-back, I can't remember, volleyball state titles. This class,
they didn't win state basketball last year, though.
They did not.
Frankfort got them.
Yes, Frankfort got them. So Little River's a quality team. And here's what I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that kind of matchup in a state championship game? Two just fantastic teams. We're getting way ahead of ourselves there. A lot of basketball.
I'd rather see Centralia Troy in a state title game.
Okay.
Or give me D-West. Give me a couple locals, because with the new structure this year, buddy, it's possible.
It is.
To have multiple teams out there at state. Also in 1A Division 1, Clifton Clyde ranked 4th, and then just mentioned Troy at number 9 in the rankings. In 1A Division 2, no surprise here, Hanover number 1. That girls' team, my goodness, they won state volleyball. They're dominant in 1A Division, number 2 for that. All right, I wanted to get your opinion on this. We're going to go right into it as well. That is, when weather hits, schools postponed, do you still play the games?
Here's the thing on that. I knew you were going to throw that out there.
Yep.
It's tough. You can't please everybody.
Sure.
Either way you go. Some fans are going to be upset. Hey, we didn't have school today. Why are we playing a basketball game?
Correct.
Other ones are going to say, well, you know, we didn't have school today, but we're traveling somewhere where the roads weren't bad and they mm-hmm. had school today. So, you know, why does it matter?
Sure.
I'm kind of indifferent on that, honestly.
Okay.
Because I look at it a couple different ways. You know, the weather at this time of year is unpredictable, and you could end up where you have maybe 2 or 3 games that get canceled, and then they're stacked game on top of game on top of game.
Yeah.
And that's tough on the kids.
Sure.
So if you have an opportunity to go ahead and play that game and you have to travel to a school that did not cancel, you can make it there safely, you can get home safely, go for it.
Make it happen. Because we had it a couple times tonight, and again, I'm not leaning one way or the other with this. I'm just asking for the conversation of it, because it is that thing of, you know, some schools have that kind of, it's not a mantra, but it's kind of like a policy, I guess, where if we've got no school, then we're not going to play a game. And I kind of lean, if I am going to lean towards something, I kind of lean towards, okay, if the host site did not, or has school, and you know, prime example, bring up Perry and Nemaha tonight.
Yeah.
Nemaha Central had school today. Perry LeCompton did not. But main highways were open and cleared.
Yeah.
Go ahead and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Here's the other thing with that, too, is you're talking about going to school at 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
With snow overnight, the roads may not be great early in the morning. They got all day for the road crews to get on them. People are driving them all day. It's a different story when you're traveling to the game at 4 o'clock.
And I think that was actually through our text threads. I mean, I was up pretty early this morning and trying to get things figured out with how the schedule was going to look today and reaching out to ADs and getting some things lined up. But the conversation of that was give it a few hours.
Yeah.
We're not going to make the call till noon. And I like that.
Sure.
And I get it for parents with work schedules. We got to leave early to get to this game or not, especially for some teams that have to travel quite a ways. But I feel like nobody should make a call maybe till closer to noon.
Yeah.
And see what the situation's like. And, you know, hopefully we don't have 18 and a half inches of snow again with a quarter inch of ice underneath it.
Yeah.
But if that does happen again or whatever, then, you know, we'll obviously see what happens with it. But I just thought it was an interesting topic to bring up.
Yeah, it comes up.
And, so. Okay, next thing is I need Luca Chiropractic and Wellness game ball nominees, my friend.
All right, on the girls' side, Harper Wettstein from Troy, 33 points, 8 rebounds tonight. Kaylin Baker from Clifton Clyde, she had 13 points. From Rossville, Nora Burdick and Riley Dick. Nora had 31 tonight. Riley had 25 points. Kinsey Bowerly from ACCHS had a double-double tonight.
Double-double?
23 points, 10 boards. From Hiawatha, Kylie Nelson had a great game tonight, 22 points on the night. Aaliyah Contreras, also from Hiawatha, another fantastic game. She dropped in 18 points tonight. On the boys' side, Jack Skochny from Clifton Clyde, 34 points.
Big time. Six
three-pointers.
Wow.
Eli Brockstrom from Axtell, 25 points tonight. From Hiawatha, Cameron Boswell had 18 points in their big win over the previously ranked number 5 Rossville team.
Big time win. Yeah.
Lane Kessler, also from Hiawatha, he chipped in 13 points tonight. Coulter Peterson from Donovan West had 17 points, also had a game-clenching three-pointer with 5 seconds to seal the deal on their win. Quentin Aldifer.
You'll get
there. Quentin Aldifer from Centralia. I was looking at what was next, and he balled out tonight. 26 points in basically three quarters of basketball, 6 of 7 beyond the arc. Dude had 26 points when he came out. Washington County, entire team had 26. Big-time night from Quentin Aldifer. That's what we got tonight, game ball nominees.
Those are our nominees here tonight. And again, if you don't have somebody, you got just a few more minutes to put it into our chat on Facebook or call us on the Giant Communications hotline, 785-547-3461. Not going to dive into every single midseason tournament yet. We'll do that next week. But we got a ton of midseason tournament action, and it's getting kicked off next weekend, starting off with the Twin Valley League tournament. Again, we won't go into all details, but and then we got the Thunder Classic, McLeod Invitational, the Dragon Classic at Valley Falls. I know I'm HIT coming up. There's the Tonganoxie Invite Base. I mean, there's so many midseason tournaments, Burlington, and we'll go into each midseason tournament next week. But brackets for those will be released early next week to mid next week, and you can check out mscsports.net. To get all the up-to-date information on those mid-season tournaments. Also on mscsports.net, amazing articles up there right now from our MSC Sports staff, led by our sports director, Brandon Tadman, especially at the very top, Frankfurt's Brian Ebert, named the National Coach of the Year for the 2023-2024 season. He's now the 40th Kansan to earn that honor at a national level.
Awesome.
Just so you know. By the way, also on the website, we've got an article for the rescheduled basketball games from the recent postponements this week. There are a ton on there. I'm not going to go through them all, but make sure you go to mscsports.net and the rescheduled basketball games from recent postponements article is on there. That will continue to get updated if more postponements happen coming up as well. And I was really close. It's almost 2 years in a row with the same exact rescheduled date for A-High. my friend.
Were you really?
Yeah, they moved it to January 28th this year, not January the 30th, because if they moved it to the 30th, that'd be a Thursday instead. It's on a Tuesday the 28th for the Phoenix and Highland Park. On the guys' side, the girls' side, moved to the 22nd. Again, go to mscsports.net and get all the updated schedules for the games that were postponed this week. I guess, Bozzy, that's going to about wrap it up, other than us naming our game ball winners of the evening, isn't it?
Yeah. I think that's it.
Oh, wait. How can I forget?
Oh, come on.
It's a big weekend. Boz didn't want me to bring this up, and I told him I'd keep it short.
Jeez.
All right. I told him I would keep it short because we haven't had the opportunity to talk about this yet, okay, because the playoffs.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
We talking playoffs?
Gosh, like,
you
dropped the ball on
that
one.
I don't know what you were talking about.
The Chiefs earned the one seed, got the bye in the AFC, my friend, which means it's wild card weekend. And tomorrow, you've got the Chargers at Houston at 3:30. And then tomorrow night, the AFC North bitter rivalry. And I am learning more and more Steelers fans in Northeast Kansas.
Would you think there was Ravens fans?
No, I just shocked there's Steelers fans here.
Yeah, there's.
I understand the Chiefs and the Broncos, but the Steelers?
Steelers?
Come on now. Ravens and Steelers take three of this season tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Go Flock is all I got to say. Big time game, home game for the Ravens. Boss, actually, I told you this on the way up, but you remember I said I had some tickets.
Yeah,
that were sent to me as an option for $50, and don't get me, you know, it was a credible. I know this person out there on the East Coast, good friend of a family member of mine, and $50 for a playoff ticket.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
Can't beat that. I looked at flights to get out there. $600 and some bucks. $670 one way.
Yeah, that's not good.
What in the world? So I did not buy the tickets. I did not buy the flights. Will not be going. Be watching from the comfort of my home on the couch. But, and then on Sunday, buddy, the Broncos and the Bills. The Broncos sneak into the postseason.
Yeah, they did.
And you asked me if this is a topic, and we could keep this short, but, a little controversy from last Sunday.
Oh, it's blown up.
The Broncos, all they had to do was win,
yep,
and they're in.
Yep.
However, if the Broncos lost and the Dolphins lost, the Bengals would have gotten in. And so social media has been on fire. The Chiefs lost to the Broncos handedly with their second-string quarterback, backups.
Yeah.
Zero intention of starters getting action.
No.
What's the controversy, though?
I saw stuff about they're wanting an investigation. Like, they want an investigation on the Chiefs for throwing the game so they could keep the Bengals out of the playoffs, so they could avoid
what?
Joe Burrow and that whole deal, the history there.
You kidding me?
Exactly. It cracks me up. If I'm running the Chiefs organization, there is no way you're playing your dudes. I mean, it's insane to even think that that even would be a possibility. So you're playing with your backup guys.
Yeah.
Haven't seen the field all year long.
Yeah.
And the Broncos are a good football team.
Sure.
I mean, they're playing really good. Bo Nix got that team. He's got them going.
I mean, look at the Ravens as a prime example. Zay Flowers got hurt last week and cannot play this weekend. Number one receiver. Now, they were playing for a division title and the third seed and everything. But they were playing the Browns. The hapless Browns, as I called them in week 4, and they beat us.
You did, yeah.
But had the Ravens had the same mentality as the Chiefs, you know, they still probably could have won that game, should have won that game, even with backups in.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And
now he's out, and he won't play this weekend. So I get it, and I agree with it. So, you sit your starters, but yeah, that now there's that controversy of it's rigged.
Oh, and there's tons of Chiefs haters out there around the nation that have been on them all season long about the officials and favoring the Chiefs. But here's another question you start looking at.
Mm-hmm.
What did we talk about at the beginning of the season? Chiefs, you said they were going to drop one game, right?
I had them at 16-1.
Okay. And I said 15-2.
You said.
Yeah, because they were going to drop one at the Steelers. Is that what I said?
Yeah, because you
I
thought.
I don't think so.
You thought Bills, Steelers, and you mentioned Broncos.
Okay, so here's my point with that, though. Okay. Would the situation have been different? Let's say Chiefs are undefeated. Because we talked about that early in the season.
Sure, yeah.
What happens at the end of the season when they've secured the number one seed, but they're trying for an undefeated season? Would they have set guys against the Broncos?
I don't know, because Saquon Barkley was 105 yards away from breaking a 40-year-old record of Eric Dickerson, and he sat out to prepare for the playoffs. So I would say, I mean, it's a dealer's choice, I guess, but I would say you still sit him. Patriots did it in 2012, I can't remember which year it was, and they played their starters in that last game of the year.
Yeah.
Against the Giants of all teams, who they ended up playing in the Super Bowl and lost to. But they wanted to get that perfect season intact.
Yeah.
The 72 Dolphins crack open an ice cold one every single time that team gets their first loss.
Yep.
And there is no doubt in my mind that there is too much respect for the 72 Dolphins, but also the fact of, I want healthy players because what's a more important record? Yeah. Undefeated regular season or three Super Bowls in a row?
Three Super Bowls in a row.
Absolutely.
Never been done.
So if it was, if they were in that situation, I think Andy Reid does the same exact thing.
Yeah. So that's my point. It wouldn't have mattered. I mean, you're going for, if they would have been going for an undefeated, and I think undefeated season, the result's the same. You still sit your guys when you've earned that opportunity to do that.
And I got a little talking point of the fact of, it's not like it was high school players out there against the Broncos.
Yeah. I mean,
they're still millionaires that are playing a sport.
Yeah.
Getting paid to be out there, collecting their checks.
Yeah.
They're still amazing athletes.
Yeah.
The Broncos are just a good team.
They're a good team.
And I think, you want to do wild card round predictions? Just for fun.
Okay.
Who you got? Chargers at Houston.
Chargers.
I will take the Chargers as well. Steelers at Ravens.
It pains me a little bit to say this, but I would go with the Ravens.
I'm picking the Steelers.
Oh, what's the matter with you?
Honestly, I think that, I don't feel good about that at all, and I hope I'm wrong. That way also, I'm either correct on the air or I'm happy at home. I don't care whichever way it is.
All right.
Sunday, Broncos at Bills.
That one's a tough one. I'm going to say the Bills. Bills at home is tough.
Mm-hmm.
And Broncos are playing good, but I don't think they go on the road and beat the Bills.
I think Broncos win. I've been high on them all week, and that's not a fun analogy by any stretch since they're from Denver, Colorado, but I've been extremely high on them. I think Bo Nix should win Rookie of the Year. I think that they are a really good team, and I think they are a matchup nightmare. Their defense is that good against the Bills, and I just think that Josh Allen is not going to be able to, quote-unquote, Superman, as everybody calls him, his way to a win. So I think it's a road sweep this weekend for the playoffs, which is amazing news, I feel like, for the Chiefs. Although, I think Chiefs fans would rather have the Steelers at home than the Broncos at home, but I think you got the 5, 6, and 7 seeds moving on this weekend in the AFC. On the NFC side, Packers 7 seed at the Eagles, the 2 seed.
I'm going with the Packers.
Man, that one to me is the toughest one on the NFC. Jordan Love banged up. They don't have Christian Watson. He's their stud receiver. Jalen Hurts is back. I don't see any way the Eagles eagle their way again this year like they did last year. I think the Eagles win, and I think they win big. Commanders at Buccaneers. This is the 6-3 matchup, excuse me.
Washington.
I'm going to take the home team on this one as well. Okay. I think Jaden Daniels is great.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Baker Mayfield, man, he's that underdog
dude.
He
finds a way.
You know? He's that dog that you want on your team, and I hated him when he was with Oklahoma, but I think he's just a gamer. I think the Bucs win that game. And then finally, Minnesota at the Rams. And I want to caveat it with this. We had a text thread about 6 weeks ago, and our very own Wade Gerster, which today is his birthday, so shout out to Wade on his birthday. But he sent a very long message to me when I said, are you seriously talking about the Rams? And he said, wait till they get healthy and look out.
Yeah.
And they did it. They're the home team. Had to move the game to Arizona, the wildfires. But
yeah.
Rams at home in Arizona against Minnesota.
This one's tough, too. And I'm going to go – I'm going with Vikings.
Me too. I'll take the Vikings. Give me the road team. I mean, it's an insane fact that there's a wild card team that's 14-3 on the road.
Yeah.
On wild card weekend. So we'll see how we did this weekend.
Okay.
Next week. And
that's
kind of a fun thing that we just did. Finally, Ohio State, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
For a national title next week. Crazy.
It is. It's crazy. And, you know, the Notre Dame game was fantastic.
Wild.
Really wild game. I'm telling you, Ohio State's just solid.
Will Howard, baby.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
Getting it done.
He's figuring out a way to, I get it. A lot of K-State fans, I've seen them talk about, why can't he stay? Why couldn't he stay? We should have paid him. You got to turn the page at some point in a program.
Yeah.
And, I mean, good on him, though. Will Howard threw for 289 and a touchdown today and only one interception.
Yeah.
But they win 28-14. So I'm taking Ohio State to beat Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be a good game. I don't know. If I was to put a number on it, I bet Ohio State wins by 10-plus, though.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Notre Dame's had a really good run. They're a good football team, but I think their Cinderella March is about to end.
All right, final thing, order of business for us tonight, and then we send you off to your weekend, and we'll get back at it next week. It's our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball winner of the night, Boz.
Man, another tough decision. It always is. Heck, just performances tonight. I'm going with the only person on the list to record a double-double tonight,
hey.
Kinsey Bowerly from ACCHS. 23 points and 10 boards on the guys' side. Another tough one here, but I'm going with Quentin Aldifer from Centralia. 26 points and basically three-quarters of basketball. 6 of 7 from behind the arc. Basically outscored Washington County through three-quarters.
Quentin Aldifer. Kinsey Bowerly, congratulations. You're Lucre Chiropractic Wellness game ball winners tonight. Have a great weekend. Stay warm, stay safe, and as long as Mother Nature cooperates, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, MSC Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Friday night. This has been Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.